Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors. On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we're taking Charlotte into the past with some crazy world leader meetings and major history restructuring. It was wild and interesting for sure. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Hey,
and we do the hokey pokey and we turn ourselves around. That's what it's all about. Hi guys. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay.
All right. So where I left off was you asked Charlotte if it was a threat, and they were like, huh, I don't know. I wouldn't say a threat. And then you're like, your face says threat. And then you were like, we should look at the most impactful point about manipulation. And I was like, yep, I agree, manipulation. And then I didn't hear anything else. Because I've gone.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that was it. It was just like manipulation, and it was like, bam.
So I'm going to say this real quick as a feeler. Charlotte, are you a little bit of a seer too, or just mostly feeler? I don't remember.
Mostly feeler and a little bit of a knower, which really impacts, like, is really hard to believe in that when I don't believe in anything about myself. So,
yes, hence why you want to look at this. Yes. Okay, so I was noticing the other day when I was working with Kate in the car, there was stuff that she said, and she speaks very seer talk, is how I like to put it. And she'll be like, hey, Kat, I'm getting this. And I'm like, I don't see how it's that. And it was. So it's going to be like, she sees it like very... And I'm only saying this because I literally just saw you go, I'm not sure if it's... And it's going to be. So, from personal experience over and over again, she has to hear me go, I don't think so, and it always is. So, okay.
So, this manipulation thing, do you have an idea of where it started? Or would you, I mean, we already agreed to go to, like, the most impactful point, but I feel like I have to, like, skew. Be like, where did it all start?
It's childhood.
Yeah, I was going to say, like most people, probably my parents. When you asked me where it started from, it made me think of my parents getting a divorce and using me as like a go-between.
I think you're going deeper than it is, Charlotte. It's very like, you're so... pretty. Have I told you how pretty you are? And it's to get you to do something. Like, it's like real shallow.
Okay. I mean,
that's the first part of this.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if you just had to like uncover that layer in order to see this next layer. Okay. So we're gonna infuse all this with clarity and you're going to say, spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Please activate Kate's baklava healing to all this.
Please activate Kate's baklava healing to all of this.
Cat's detangling and roots healing to all this.
Cat's detangling and roots healing to all of this.
Yes. And Kate's sorting foam healing to all this.
Say that one more time.
Oh, Kate's sorting foam healing to all this.
Kate sorting foam healing to all of this.
And you probably have your own though. But
Charlotte, you're real hot, and that indicates that you're uncomfortable, as in like upset.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Is it
there's a layer to this to where, like, she doesn't get heard is what it feels like. And so she's like, I don't think it's that. And we're like, it's that. And she's like, I mean, if you say so, but I'm not fucking feeling that. And then it's like, it's going to be that. And she's, it's very extreme gaslighting. And it's like, no, it's like, even though it's not what's happening, it makes her feel like, already, that she's not being heard, that she's not being appreciated, that she's not being validated. That's what it feels like. It's like, sure, okay, this is fun.
Oh, I thought we were saying the same thing with the lies. Lies are manipulation.
Yeah. I think the gaslighting hits it on my head, though.
Okay.
Yeah. My parents were very gaslighty. So I feel that a lot. And I grew up in Utah. If you,
I want us to do the oversoul the fuck off of me healing and the number 12 healing for that biblical God stuff to get off, because if you're already this angry and you're angry at us, but we're not doing anything, which means we got to clean you off like now.
Okay.
So spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirits, if it's in my hands, good.
Please activate. The get that oversoul the fuck off of me healing. Yeah, it's a lot. And the number 12 healings. And the attachment removal healings. And I think that we're good. And again, when Kate and I get in a place where we don't feel heard or we don't feel seen by each other, and one of us will go, I think you need to clean off. It's very like, fuck you. Like, but we do it. Are you familiar with the Harry Potter like movies? I don't know about the books, the movies. Do you remember when they were going through the Horcruxes? It was like towards the end, and then Ron had that like Horcrux on, and he was like being like, he thought that Hermione and Harry were cheating together, and it was it kind of does that.
Gotcha.
It's a lot calmer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel calmer, so that's good.
Is everyone good?
Yeah, sorry, Kate.
Well, I don't know the part that was gaslighting. That's why I'm like, I don't know. I thought we were on the same page.
Okay, I'm going to do it to me, too, just in case. Spirit, if it's in the highest good, please do the number 12 healings to me and get that oversoul the fuck off me. And infuse me with clarity. And please allow me to hear, see, and feel the truth and take my human trauma and bias out of this. I had stuff on me. So I could have just been putting my own shit in there. I'm not gonna know.
Okay. Are we ready to go?
Ready.
Okay. All right, so the manipulation thing, well, now I'm really not sure what to do with this. Like, do I ask you, are you feeling manipulation too?
Me?
Yeah. Are you feeling like it's manipulation too, or are you feeling still the lies?
I can feel the manipulation, yeah. I guess I just, my immediate response is that it's a lie in, like, a manipulated sort of way, right?
Well, I guess it's, like, however you interpret lies, then.
Right.
Like, when your husband, like, when he compliments you, you interpret it as that?
I mean, like, yeah, him, yes, but anybody, really. But it's like, even my husband telling me something that is his truth, that he feels this way, that I view it as a lie. or I view it as wrong.
Is it always compliments, or is it always compliments, or is it just being nice to you in general?
Just being nice to me in general. I guess the compliments are more
like as the example.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not really sure what to do with this, because like I would like to go to the most impactful point of manipulation, but if it's not and nobody's seeing it as that.
No, then... we still saw it as manipulation, Kate. That's why I did the clean off, is because all the communication was bad. And I didn't know how much of what I was feeling or interpreting was actually what was happening. That's why I cleaned myself off, too, because I was like, maybe I'm putting stuff out there that isn't actually fucking there. Because she was ready to go to the most impactful point of manipulation before I got back on the screen. So I could have fucked it all up. I don't fucking know.
Okay. So I guess spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Please take us to the most impactful point.
Please take us to the most impactful point.
That we can heal about people manipulating me.
That we can heal about people manipulating me.
We're going. I expected to get really small because childhood, and it's not.
It's something like if you were to just look around and be like, people thinking they can manipulate me. So did you know what was going on the whole time?
What do you mean by that?
It feels very third person. Like, when people manipulate you, you know that they are. It's just whether you accept it or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So, have you had that awareness most of your life?
Yeah. For sure.
Okay. So, but
then it's just a bunch of people trying to make her feel like she's crazy. Like, it's a bunch of people making her feel like she can't trust herself. And in fact, she can trust herself, and that's the dilemma. Yes? Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I couldn't give you one specific instance, right? Just, like, feels like everything.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a question. Mm-hmm. When you're doing the things, when we have, like, a group activity, the private event class things that we have, yeah. And you're in there, and either Kate or I confirm what you're seeing or feeling to be true and help you out with that. Does that feel like we're manipulating you, or that we're tuning into what you're tuning into?
No, it feels like what you're tuning into what I'm tuning into. So it doesn't feel like manipulation.
So when people compliment you or talk to you, it should feel the same way.
Right. And it doesn't. Like, compliments feel like a manipulation.
So, this place that we went to, is this your childhood? Or is this a different alien childhood in Japan? I don't know, it looks really similar.
To me, it feels more like I'm in a room with a bunch of people. But I'm not like...
But your back's against the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm like trying to hide on the wall. Is that a school dance?
It could be.
I thought it was a Missy Elliott music video.
Well, that's funny, because the analogy I got was when we went to the Cupcake concert and we were standing in the back where it was kind of cool, but the crowd's still all around, but in front of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's probably Missy Elliott playing at a school dance.
Back of the backs on the wall. What the fuck do you need to do here? What does it have to do with manipulation? Time manipulation? That would be the most impactful point of this.
Maybe we needed to be more specific, like the negative qualities of manipulation instead of the positive qualities or what we perceive as negative qualities.
Okay.
Unless there's a memory that is coming to your mind.
I mean, it looks like everyone's frozen.
Yeah, like there's nothing going on in this thing, right? It's just a room full of people and I'm on the back. But they're not doing anything.
Maybe if the most impactful point of manipulation is just remembering that you can do it. Like Kate said, like manipulating time, like everybody's frozen and like staying put. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe we need to go to a different aspect of it. But shit, fuck, maybe the most impactful point is just remembering that like you're the master manipulator and it doesn't have to be a negative thing. And like, you know how people can be like, you can't fuck with someone who fucks with people. Like, you can't, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like,
you can't motherfuck the motherfucker.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of like a...
I'm not great at it.
No, you. You did this. No, you. What are they going to do? Nothing.
Bunch of Spider-Man standing around pointing at each other.
You. It's my favorite. Okay. Can you just say, movie? No, you? No, what if you just stood there and you went, no, you? It makes the move.
Now they're like doing freeze dance robot stuff. Like when you're telling them no move and they move.
Yeah, this is
what are they
not just... what I thought, like, not how I thought this would go.
It usually isn't for us.
Yeah,
we usually don't, like, I remember we tried to go to see planets and stars and we went to a cow farm or something. I don't remember. It was like, oh, it was about reproductive organs. And we went to a cow farm. I was like, what the fuck? Where are we?
Are you the puppet master of all this? Can you release contracts with being the puppet master?
I'm the puppet master.
It's going.
That are not in your highest kid.
That are not my highest kid.
Okay, it still broke the same amount. I was just making sure. Yes. This school dance is supposed to be school dance. I don't know. It looked really choreographed. It was really cool. But it felt like a lot of hunched over shoulders.
Are they doing the thriller? Is this the movie 13 going on 30?
I want to be 30. Patty flirty and thriving.
I can't believe you've seen that movie, Kate. Oh my gosh.
I have.
I want to be 13 and not have to pay taxes.
Oh my god. Okay. So dance.
Dance, magic, dance, magic, dance, magic, dance, magic. Kate has not seen The Labyrinth, though, so.
Not in English.
Is this, you just need to see that you're only watching the game, controlling it. Dun, 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 one night in Bangkok. I really think it's like that.
It might be. Yeah, it might be.
That you're the controller of your own game.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you just told them to dance.
Yeah. I feel like I need, like, a remote control, like a video game remote control for this.
Oh, then you probably have it in your toolbox. So.
Okay.
Oh, it's like your fingers. You were just like, yeah. Because you were like, dance. And then, yeah. Okay. Can you go to... Okay, we're going to close all this up. Do the close-up slash sign-offs and all that. Do you do the closing statements? Can you say, please do the closing statements to all this?
Please do the closing statements to all this.
And then we're going to go to the next most impactful point?
Take us to the next most impactful point that we can heal about this.
And just really quick, so you can see this or feel this, whatever. Just be like, stop manipulating me.
Stop manipulating me.
Ooh, so much movement. Holy fuck.
They just turn around and they're like, I will stop manipulating you. I will stop.
Do you know what Kate does in those incidences when people try to manipulate her?
Yeah, I was watching a video, TikTok she posted the other day where she was like, I just word vomited. And I was like, that's fantastic.
For the people that she's really close to, she will be like, don't try to manipulate me. Stop doing that.
Nothing.
And they'll be like, I'm not. And she'll be like, that's weird. It's almost as if I was looking right at you doing it. Weird. Please don't do that again. Stop. You should stop now. And then everybody stops.
Stop looking at me. I will not look at you. Okay. I don't know if it's just like an acknowledgement, but I think it's like
What's great is like if we're in the car and she even jokes, like, stop looking at me, even her husband will just be like,
I will not look at you.
Kate said, don't look at her.
I will not.
Oh, that's where we were at karaoke, and Kate was like, nobody look at me, like on the microphone. And so Shaden was like, I was like, Shaden, you can look at her. And he's like, she said nobody. Look at her.
Stop looking at me. But it's for real, though. If you just be like, stop manipulating me. I've done that to one of my people at work. I was like, hey, every time you talk to me, you lie to me. Can you stop lying to me? And they just didn't say anything and moved on to the next subject. But it's like that. It's like you can sit there and go back. And be like, hey, stop doing that.
And also, I want to say, because the example you used was, you know, your husband. It doesn't mean he might not understand that he's manipulating. He might not understand that it's a lie. He might not understand why you're uncomfortable. But regardless, you are uncomfortable.
Right.
So that being said, again, as an example, Kate pretty much had to like teach us, which makes perfect sense, that polite is lying. So Shaden, Ben, and I, it'd be like, oh, how's this dinner? It's like, oh, it's great. And she'd be like, why the fuck are you lying to me? Like, this is stupid. Why are you doing that? And it was hard, you know, as a relationship, you want to be gentle and you want to be kind because you love these people. But guess what? We're all the fucking better for it. We're not fucking polite. And we're great. And it's great. So sometimes it's uncomfortable, but like, either they're uncomfortable or you're uncomfortable. And uncomfortable leads to healing. Yeah, healing, growth.
I gotta say, for the longest time in my relationship, with my husband, I didn't want him to touch my face. And then all of a sudden I healed enough to where I was like, I want you to touch my face. Does that make sense? Like, it doesn't have to be forever.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Like, the complimenting thing, it might be gross right now, but then one day I'll just be like, I would like you to do that again, please.
Or like with me, I'll be like, Ben, please don't tell me you love me as a greeting. Don't tell me you love me as hello or goodbye, because it feels flat.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you don't mean it, but when you say it, you don't. There's no meaning there. It feels flat. I don't like it. I'm not saying don't say it ever, but I don't like that. I don't like fake.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay. Can you push this forward and ripple it outwards?
Just forwards and ripple it out.
It's moving a shit ton. I don't think you're just moving stuff for you. I think you're moving stuff for a lot of people. Like, perspectives. Like, even if we're just sitting here talking, perspectives are getting pushed out. Mm-hmm. Light bulb moments, clarity.
What business do you have in Bangkok? Can you just ask?
I think she bangs cock in Bangkok.
Oh my god. I was going to say, I wish I was joking, but I don't like that because I don't wish I was joking. It's great. What business do you have in Bangkok? Can you just be like, hey, team.
Hey, team, what business do I have in Bangkok?
Business, yeah?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's for business, sure. Business. Yeah. I was joking about the, like, sometimes it's channeling this is, the Bangkok in Bangkok was not. It was a joke. It was not channeling, sorry. Yeah. To be clear, everybody, sorry.
Hangover part three. Okay.
No, it's just, yeah, what Kate did. You're being a businessman. You're businessmanning. Honestly, I think you're, I don't know why this matters, a more masculine presenting female.
All right.
Like, you've got a suit on and stuff, and your hair is slicked back, but you a chick. It reminds me of, have you ever seen The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
I love that show so much, yeah.
Yeah, the, what's her fuck? The manager, but like, mm-hmm. more businessy, Susie, but without the hat.
Yeah.
So, are you going to a board meeting here?
Yeah. Yes, but okay. It doesn't feel like traditional. Like, I don't feel like I'm going up, like, to, like, a suite. I feel like I'm going down. Does that make sense?
Yes. I feel like this is a treaty of two countries. And so that's why I think it's a board meeting. And mm-hmm. I think it's really important that you go into this board meeting and be like, stop manipulating me.
But do it like that.
Stop manipulating me.
Manipulating me.
And they're going to be like, I will stop. You will not do that.
It's pretty powerful to call people out on their shit like that, just so bluntly.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm already feeling movement, so.
Rizzler vibes! Just go in there, like, singing songs. Stop. Okay. And then it just seems like you kind of stay quiet for the rest of the time. Like, you had a thing, like, you were talking, and then you're like, stop manipulating me, and then you showed them some slides, not slides, they were on a board. I must be in there because I'm looking, and I'm sitting with my legs crossed, looking at your slides, like, wow, that's a really good idea.
You're a gentleman.
Ooh, what a really good idea, gentle lady. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And I sit down and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm done here.
That's good. All right, bye. Okay.
I'm some sort of assistant in there. I just wanted to let you know. Like, I'm not at the table.
I'm not. Cat, sit. It's cool.
I don't think it's a good idea. Let's just not. I'm fine, like, with the water and the, like, I'm fine with the secretarial stuff. Like, I'm good. I don't need to sit down.
All right, guys. What do y'all think? Yes. Okay, bye. I don't know. This feels very short. Like, the decision was already made. It has nothing to do with me, so.
Well, everybody has a bunch of papers that they were going to present. It was going to be a longer meeting, but then she was like, stop manipulating me, and they were like,
I will not
sit away.
We were not going to do that.
We weren't doing that. And she's like, right, that's a lie, but okay, cool.
Yep.
That's crazy. Yep. That's really funny. So that's why I was sitting there like, wow, that's Yeah, it's a great meeting. And everybody else is like, why would you say that, Kate? That was terrible.
This is the best meeting I've ever been to.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean? It's great. I didn't get called out. Y'all did. Oh, man. Okay. I think this is good.
Majori, I would say, I always call her Majori, by the way. It's Marjorie, but I like to say Majori. The opposite of manipulation would be manipulation. Like, if you were to go into an interview and they say, what is your best quality and your worst quality? Like, mine would be passion for both answers. Because I'm so passionate I get the job done, but I'm so passionate that if it doesn't go right, I might get emotional.
Okay, I feel that.
Manipulation is turned into a negative word. It's turned into like a gross thing. But we manipulate shit all the time. You manipulate the door handle to open the door.
And
you know?
That's,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I manipulate my teeth when I put on my retainer.
Yeah, it's just taking the gunky off of it. And like seeing it. So yeah, but that's fantastic. Opposite of manipulation is manipulation.
Yeah.
I like it.
They don't really care about us.
Who? Another brick? Another brick in the wall? Michael Jackson.
Yeah. They don't really care about us. All I gotta say is that they don't really care about us.
I'm pretty sure that's Pink Floyd.
What?
No, I'm thinking Brick of the Wall. I'm thinking Brick of the Wall.
Oh, my God. I was like, you even have the music video. Like,
you made me, like, have to reconsider, like, go through the files of music.
Sorry, guys. Sorry about that.
That's really funny. Okay. All right. What's the next thing you wanted to heal? Or do you feel anything else, Kat, with the manipulation thing?
I think that the... Another Brick in the Wall with Pink Floyd and the Michael Jackson, They Don't Really Care About Us, is important. And it started before we left that life. So I would like to look at it, please.
Oh, this probably has to do with the war that was going on that she treated.
The Berlin Wall?
Yeah, it was. I'm sure if this was Japan, then it was probably World War II.
What happened to Bangkok?
I don't know.
It was just the meeting place.
Oh.
Just the meeting place. We banged cock in Bangkok.
You did the meeting.
Right.
I don't
Which
know.
Is short for shake hands.
Wasn't Berlin Wall
night. Sign papers.
Yes. Where are we? I thought we were in Japan. I'm like talking to all the Kates because they're like, Japan, World War II, Berlin Wall was 1989.
The coming down of it was.
Yeah.
When was the going up of it?
That's a really good question. I think after the war.
Oh, I have two phones. I could Google.
I got two phones, one for Googling and one for live.
Yeah. When was the Berlin Wall erected? 1961.
That's pretty close.
Damn.
How about the 60s?
Yeah, I got 65. It's like, okay, girl. Oh, maybe that was when it was finished.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. What was that war? Vietnam?
Or is
Russia built the Berlin Wall, and it was to prevent East Germans from fleeing and stop an economically disastrous migration of workers. It was
really?
A symbol of the Cold War. It was a symbol of the Cold War.
Cold War. Was it really? You're not allowed to go over there, workers. Oh, can you say stop manipulating me?
Stop manipulating me.
Okay. And then to the songs? Like, not to the songs. How do I word that? The people who the songs are about. Stop manipulating me.
Damn, that's so much fucking movement.
Yeah.
You wanted to remember that you were the shit, right? Like, the whole point of this live was like, can I remember that I could do the things? I would like confidence, please. Holy fuck, bro.
Yeah.
And then the same thing with Gilroy.
Not that it matters, but I was like serving water and coffee and tea in that meeting, okay? Just
oh my god.
Like, you were up there telling everybody, you were singing songs and making people put their papers away. Like, oh fuck, Okay, so what now?
To Gilroy. Stop manipulating me.
Stop manipulating me.
I don't know what that is, Kate. I'm lost.
Propaganda. It's war propaganda where they would make the cartoons of fake things.
Okay. You know, like fear-mongering stuff.
Yes. Okay. Fuck, that was really hard. cartoon. Yes. I think you need to do it to, like, all of it. Like, Uncle Sam. Russia had a version of Uncle Sam, too.
Right.
Wait, Google, what was... Russia's version of Uncle Sam.
Germany too.
The closest I can think of is it's written in Russian, so I can't read it.
Oh, of course, that.
Tomashwana.
Oh yes, that.
Okay. Meaning mother homeland or simply motherland. Okay, images. Give it to me.
Yes. Oh my god.
They just like copy and pasted it and put like Russian hat on.
Maybe we copy and pasted it. Oh.
Okay. Oh my fucking god, that's really funny.
And it says, are you back? And it says, I want you in English.
Oh. Stop manipulating me, Charlotte.
Oh no, it was copy and pasted. Russia copy and pasted ours because it says Uncle Sam's Ukraine failure in Russia.
Okay. Stop manipulating me, Uncle Sam's Ukraine failure.
can you push that one and ripple it outwards to all the other countries that tried to do the same thing?
Yep.
My goodness.
Outward to all the countries that tried to do the same thing.
Yes. Okay, and then if you want and stuff, I don't want to tell you, but can you be like, I'm watching you? Yes.
Is that China?
Oh my god.
No, it's Russia. This is again Russian. This is Russian version of Uncle Sam, but like, but the other one was too. Anyway, sorry.
That's fucking crazy. So like, as you're walking away, right? You just go, I'm watching you. She is watching us. Yes.
Yep.
I can hear them. Yes, she is watching us. That's right she is.
That's right. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. Finger guns. All right, we traveled the world today, didn't we? Okay.
Wait, saw what there, Tippy? Wasn't there a live adventure class where Kate saw this thing there too? The propaganda stuff? The wall? The Russian stuff?
Bangkok?
Was I serving water? Donuts?
Tea?
The big Russian Uncle Sam? No, I've never even heard of it before. Never have I ever.
Oh. I feel like I've seen him before too, Tippy. I could have seen it somewhere. I wouldn't doubt it.
Maybe in the comments. I definitely wouldn't. I wouldn't know because I don't read the comments when you guys are all in there, like, helping each other in the comments. And I'm like, yes.
Yes. Go off. Yes. Okay. What else do you need to do here, if anything? Like, can you ask?
I'm still hearing the all I really say is they don't really care about us song.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, too.
I don't hear the Michael Jackson song anymore. Mm-mm. To be fair, I didn't really hear it anyway.
That's the Care About Us song. Breaking right. The Walls, Pink Floyd. Oh, initially?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, even to the point where I was like, Pink Floyd?
Okay.
But it feels like, okay, so all I really know is they don't really care about us, which is the Michael Jackson thing, reminds me of just, like, America whining these days.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's like, okay, so why don't you care about yourself? And it's like, nobody cares about us. And it's like, cool, why don't you do something about it?
Okay, so Charlotte, if you want and stuff, you can be like, you care about you then. With your little finger down.
What it does, what you're doing is it's not going to manipulate the people. It's not going to force them to do it, but it is going to force perspective. It is going to push that light bulb moment, and it is going to shine the light on them like, well, what are you going to do about it? Which is like Kate's favorite strongest phrase.
Yeah.
Damn. What are you going to do about it? You're sad? What are you going to do about that?
Damn.
Spread awareness. Sorry.
Goes into trauma response. Triggered. Spread awareness.
All of the United States. Triggered by your trauma response.
Triggered. Well, it looks like they're like, well,
it hurts. There's pressure on their shoulders.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Like, we're going to help our workers. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, you
are. Resistance. Because that means work.
We're going to fund things. That's right, you are. Fund what? People. Yes.
And then for just the regular Joe Schmoes, how about you look at, like, actually liking yourself? Maybe getting rid of, like, cleaning out the closets of your mind, body, and soul of shit that doesn't need to be there, that you're hoarding. Get it out of there. Heal.
Stop hoarding your shit.
And also, fund the people that you built this country on. The backs of those people.
I thought they built the I thought they built the love seats on rock and roll. Who built this city on rock and roll? Cities. Get it?
All those cities, bro.
Which is a millennial dad joke. They're like, whatever you did, it's like corduroy is being pushed in front of me, velvet. I'm like, cool. I didn't ask to see the fabric. Kate was talking about fabric. I don't fucking know. I fabric said time. Love seats, but I was joking.
But now you gotta take it out. I got your fabric that one. For your love seat.
All of them. All of the fabric.
All of it.
Maybe I don't want fabric. Maybe I want leather. You don't know that.
I'm getting out my little fabric. I'm getting out my little organizing of dice.
Oh, does that mean it's like time for close ups?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. This happened in one of the guided adventures too, where I was organizing the dice. It was on a Friday class, and it was like you guys were like whoever was talking about like the big things, and I was delivering it to the people.
Okay.
If that makes sense. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
During that class. So keep doing your thing. I'm just going to keep doing my thing.
Catch I feel me. Like I need to, what, line this up? So, Charlotte, can you just say, like, Oh, put this back to balance divine working order.
Put this all back to balance divine working order.
Good, because these need to all be orange, white, or black. These ones don't work.
How do you feel, Charlotte, about this? Because this all feels really clean to me.
Yeah, it feels good now. When Kat pulled out the dice, it felt like almost like tight in my chest, but then we cleaned it off, and then my whole body kind of shifted to the left.
Okay.
Well, I'm still going, so something's still happening. And All the dice are not the same number yet. I just have to get the colors right first.
Okay. So,
does this need to be distributed out to more than just the United States?
Well, I was gonna like do the copy pasties everywhere, but it's in the close up, so I feel like those will do all the things. So I'm gonna go to those and see if that works.
Okay.
Kat?
All the colors are good. The numbers aren't right. So I'm just sitting here waiting. I'm like, my motion stopped.
Okay. So Spirit of Isn't That Good?
Spirit of Isn't That Good.
Please activate the close-ups / sign-offs.
Please activate the close-ups / sign-offs.
To all of this?
To all of this.
The alignment healings to all of this?
The alignment healings to all of this.
The calibration healings to all of this?
The calibration healings to all of this.
The merging healings to all of this.
The merging healings to all of this.
The timeline healings to all of this.
The timeline healings to all of this.
The timeline sew up healings to all of this.
The timeline sew up healings to all of this.
Please close the book on all dead timelines.
Please close the book on all dead timelines.
The ripple healings to all this.
The ripple healings to all of this.
And the speed up healings to all this.
And the speed up healings to all of this.
I don't know if I can go faster.
Spirit of It's in the Highest Good.
Spirit of It's in the Highest Good.
Please copy and paste all of this.
Spirit, please copy and paste all of this.
To all
now
forms.
Hurts.
And to all forms and versions of me that need it.
To all forms and versions of me that need it.
Throughout time, space.
Throughout time, space.
Spaces in between.
Spaces in between.
All dimensions and forms.
All dimensions and forms.
Up, down.
Up, down.
Left, right.
Left, right.
Side to side, front to back.
Side to side and front to back.
Yes. Conducive to what they each need.
Conducive to what they each need.
To the residual.
To the residual.
To the thing down, flip it and reverse it.
To the...
thing down.
Thing down. Flip it and reverse it.
And to all four quadrants.
And to all four quadrants.
And speed that up.
Speed that up.
Please activate Kate's brain aneurysm healing.
Please activate Kate's brain aneurysm healing.
All the blowout healings.
All the blowout healings.
And the sensory overload healings.
And the sensory overload healings.
To this version of me.
To this version of me.
And all forms and versions that need it.
And all forms and versions that need it.
Lock all this down.
Lock all this down.
And conducive to what is needed.
Conducive to what is needed.
And then Spirit of Isn't That Highest Good, please undo anything and everything.
Spirit of Isn't That Highest Good, please undo everything and anything.
Anything that was done.
That was done.
That was not done in my highest good or the highest good or whatever.
That was not done in my highest good.
All right. Or that was not supposed to be done.
Or that was not supposed to be done.
Hey, Kit.
Hi. Okay. So, hold on. I got to take the phone off and I got to flip it. All right. So it ended up being like the little DNA strands, which I believe it did that last time too, which it ended up being DNA strands. I don't remember what color it was. That was like months ago that it was similar. It fit perfectly. And then while you were finishing up the closing statements, I needed to do these, but all odds. And I think it's because it has the diagonals in it, the odds do. But I don't know what this pile is, but I didn't need to do anything with those. But they aren't the same as this. And I'm wondering if there's like something that's hidden or covered, like a country or something.
Can you do the team revamp sweep, Charlotte?
Do the team revamp sweep?
It's your team revamp sweep. Charlotte's team revamp sweep.
Do Charlotte's team revamp sweep?
Do that.
To that.
I think it's the DNA of the country.
Yep. So it didn't straighten it out. It made me like start putting it with the rest of the stuff that doesn't matter and clean it up. This DNA, the orange and white, stayed, and then the blue and purple ones just got to go thrown back in with the rest of them.
Okay.
Okay.
They didn't get replaced. They didn't get straightened. They just got put back in with the mix.
Ah, it just looks like, which sounds really weird, but it's like a something added to the DNA that wasn't before, but it was before everything happened.
It's definitely mixing it up. Like, it's definitely okay. Like, this is a cocktail mixer.
Okay. I feel like it has something to do with gases.
But this DNA still doesn't need to be added to this yet, and I don't know why. Like, it's still separate.
Because of the gases. Oh. Can you tell the gases stop manipulating me?
Gases stop manipulating me.
It just works so well. I don't know why.
All right. Now I'm able to like look at it and be like, does it go in the cup? Should it go in the cup? But not quite mixed. Like it's like, does this drink need another ingredient? Like it's like that.
Dang it. I'm just trying to get water in my arm to sleep.
Oh, is this pure blood DNA? Like they're having issues, elite DNA, like pure, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like perceived as, because like it wants to go in the cup, but it's
pure
like,
blood DNA.
No, like we need to be over here.
Yeah.
Pure blood DNA, you're not real. No.
Cool. There we go.
I think it was a form of manipulation again.
Yeah.
Like we're pure blood. It's like that's not real.
Okay, this might get loud. Just real quick. Okay.
All right.
That feels good. I feel complete.
Complete.
How do you guys feel?
Good.
It's pretty good. All right. Okay. Yeah.
All right,
yes. Yeah. So I will talk to you later then.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Book a duel session with Kate and Kat. Visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Kat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.